Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
One in five children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on live, and listen in whatever part of the country you're in this Monday morning. Well, it's 7:34 a.m., and it's July 9th. It's Monday. We hope that your Monday is off to a great start. Remember, it's always a state of mind. Whatever you're thinking, put it to the side and tell yourself that today will be a great day. Don't start your morning off dragging. Don't start your mind off dragging, because where the mind goes, the man or woman follows. You know, as we were driving in this morning, the temperature has been the story all across the news, the record temperatures. The record heat, triple-digit temperatures in the heat, and it's blanketing, really, most of the country. And so if you're just getting going this morning, it was overcast, really cloudy this morning. And so it looks like there's going to be rain. And you know what? This weekend, we had a great weekend, but as you know, it was hot. And one of the things that we did is that thing that we love to do so often, and that's fishing. And as we were traveling out to the lake, we went to Celine Larto this weekend, we noticed all of the corn is just, it's just shriveling up from the heat. It is so hot that the corn is just literally parched. And you know what? It just, there just needs to be a really, really good rain to sort of just, that the grass is thirsty, the crops are thirsty, so that the earth can just take a real good drink. So hopefully we'll get some more rain today. But if you're just getting started and traveling in, you might want to bring the umbrella. But you know, we've gotten so little rain. It rains and, you know, then the earth sucks that up and it's like it's never even rained. So, but this morning it looks like maybe we're in for a good bit of rain. So if traveling in, remember your umbrella and, you know, a welcome change for all. But let me tell you what happened this weekend. Well, first of all, you know, I was telling you about Wimbledon and how we love sports and mostly all sports, and Wimbledon is no different. It's a fortnight is what the UK calls it, the United Kingdom. It's 2 weeks of tennis. And of course, Serena played in the finals on Saturday. Venus was knocked out in the first round. And so that match happened early Saturday morning. And Serena did win the title. This marks her fifth Wimbledon. We were super excited about that because, you know, when they first came on the circuit, we watched them struggle. We watched them go to Wimbledon and lose and get frustrated. And then over the years, we watched them win. And yesterday was especially satisfying, or Saturday was especially satisfying for Serena, simply because she had to overcome a lot. She was in the hospital for a long time, and she had been out of tennis for a while simply because she had had surgery. And what the report said is that she was in Germany and had left a restaurant and there was glass on the ground and she cut her feet. And so she was sidelined for a good long time. And it's especially gratifying, DC, because she lost in the first round of the French Open. And people started wondering if at 30 years old, was she finished and was Venus finished? And so it was really exceptional to see them win because they also won in doubles. Venus and Serena won the titles, the women's title in doubles. And Serena hoisted that beautiful, beautiful plaque yet again at Wimbledon. And watching that, watching the family all converged at the All England Club was almost like watching her win for the very first time. And why do I mention that this morning? Again, possibility. You know, when you watch people travel on their journey from the beginning, from when their dad was talking about how great they would be, and he began to really prophesy about their greatness and what they would do for women's tennis, it was especially gratifying to see what he had talked about happen. And we talk about that, DC, on the show a lot. We talk about being able to have what you say, and we know that they're biblical principles, and they just work if you work them. And, you know, as I was thinking about Wimbledon, I was thinking about having watched that tennis for many, many years as a little girl. My father was an old military man, and for the first part of my life, we were stationed in England in the early 70s. And back then, there were only two channels, and it was called BBC One and BBC Two. And what that was is the British Broadcasting Corporation. So you didn't have a choice but to watch tennis. So having watched it from a little girl, not really knowing but understanding and just sort of watching it over the years, it's wonderful to see how the game has evolved and how Venus and Serena have come in and really literally changed the face of tennis. So we celebrate them this morning, and hopefully we'll be able to get Serena on point. That's something that we're working on because we would love to hear what this fifth Wimbledon felt like, especially after people had counted her out and counted Venus out, DC, and they come back, you know, to win it, you know, win the doubles title, and then she comes back to win the championship 5 titles, 14 Grand Slam titles. And, you know, that's a huge feat in tennis, and they had so many obstacles to overcome. But when I sat and I watched the match, that word possibility always is at the front of my mind, because anything is possible, not just when you believe, but when you work really hard and you're dedicated. And I was telling a friend last night that, you know what, God can put something in you, but it's up to you to say yes and to get to work. You know, because just because God puts it in you doesn't mean that it's going to happen, because he's not going to impose his want on our will. So you have to say yes. And then when you say yes, you got to get to work. And those ladies have put in years and years and years and years of work. So congratulations to both Venus and Serena in winning the 2012 doubles title. And congratulations to Serena for winning on the women's side. It was a great, great match to watch. And if you're a tennis fan, here's what the score looked like. It looked like 6-1. Serena took the first set 6-1. Means that she won 6 games and the other girl won 5. And then she lost the second set 5-7. She won 5. Well, the other girl beat her 7-5. And then they finished off in the third round 6-2. And it was an incredible, incredible match. And so, again, we say congratulations to her. And then after all of that, fished Saturday morning, caught some big old white perch. Another fish jumped up near us, but not in our boat. So we were grateful for that. But it was hot out there. And then later in the evening, and for those of you who have little ones, you know that it's all-star time. So it's all-stars. And so later Saturday evening, we went out to the ballpark. Well, we started really at the ballpark on Friday watching the kids play ball. And you know what? It's just such an exciting time for parents and for kids. And so our team of Oils Little League did win their game just by the skin of their teeth. Yesterday was rained out, so we did get some good rain, enough rain to cancel the game. But it has been tough. So the teams that are playing in our league are Marksville, also Alexandria, and then Avoyelles Little League. And I'm going to tell you, DC, watching the game Friday night was incredible. Talk about what your feelings were on.
Well,
first of all, on Friday night.
Yeah, Friday was really good to watch the teams play, but it was really fun for us to watch our nephew, Quavon Mingo,
mm-hmm.
from Marksville, just terrorize the other team. I mean, just to see him out there playing the way that he was playing. And his dad, Chauncey Mingo, is the coach. And, my niece, Leanne, they were out there. And, of course, you know, we were actually rooting for them. But then the very next night, we had to play against them. So,
we were kind of rooting.
But we're always rooting for Quavon.
Well, we are.
Absolutely.
We are. And then the Alexandria team, we kind of had some dealings with the Alexandria team, too.
Absolutely, because that's Deuce's football buddy. So he played football up here in Alexandria uh-huh. with them. So he knows a lot of the kids from playing football. So it's something to watch.
And I'll tell you one thing. Talk about how we've seen those kids just grow and change over the years and raise their level of play in baseball. And the Alexandria team hit 2 runs that really should have gone out of the park. And then you've got James DeSalle, who I will call the MVP.
Absolutely. First he jacks one over the gate, and then he stops 2 from going over the gate.
That was just sheer. 12-year-old. Yeah, and that was just sheer. What was that? Was that talent? Was that hustle? What was that?
And that was just a combination of both. You know, because with the talent, you couldn't just do that without making the effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was just a combination of effort and talent. I mean, he was trying to make sure they didn't beat them with those home runs.
Absolutely.
Those balls were going over the gate.
Literally. And the second one was over the gate, and he, because of his wingspan, these kids are getting so tall. he raised his arm over the gate and caught the ball over, you know, the little gate that was sort of portioned in the field for that age group, because they have to shorten the field for Little League.
Absolutely.
So it was a great time at the ballpark. And you know what? It's not over. So lest it continues to rain, there will be another game tonight. And it's a tournament. So we will be playing Little League for the next, hopefully for the next several weeks.
Well, that's if we win the tournament.
If we win the tournament, and we're hoping that we are. And, of course, Deucehead.
But it's the teams are so close, evenly matched.
Yeah, they are.
Anybody, it can be anybody's deal.
They are.
I mean, they are really evenly matched, and it's just, it depends on who shows up.
Yeah.
But we will be in the finals.
We will be in the finals.
Right. We play the winner of Marksville and Alexandria.
Absolutely. So it was.
Big ups to Katedric Perry, who's the coach at Alexandria.
Katedric
does a wonderful job with the kids here.
He really does. Katedric, we hope that you're on point this morning, and we look forward to much more baseball in this week coming. So we're going to be busy running with that.
And Derek Jones, also Dr. Jones' son, and Dr. Jones' grandson plays on the Alexandria team as well.
Rakim.
So we'll be either clashing with them or Marksville on tomorrow.
So it was a great, great weekend. It was a hot weekend, and we were sad to see the news reports that throughout the region, about 46 people succumbed or died from heat, probably heat strokes or heat exhaustion. And most of those people, they reported, were elderly people. So we want to remind you, as we did last week, you got to make sure that you're checking on the seniors that live in your neighborhood. Make sure that they're hydrated. And one of the things that we did do this weekend that we had never really done is we started replenishing with Gatorade. And that's one of the things that Dr. Senegal really suggested that we all, Senegal Daniels, and one of the things that she suggested that our listeners do and that we all do is to make sure that we're using those power drinks in addition to water, because water is just not enough, y'all. It's hot out there. And we've got to be our brother and our sister's keeper. Need those electrolytes to stay healthy and to stay hydrated in the heat. And, you know, it gets hot so quickly. And I'm going to tell you, when we were fishing on Saturday, it didn't really seem that hot initially because we got out on the water so early. But as the day wears on, it gets hot out there.
It wasn't hot enough. I didn't have to dive in the lake.
He didn't. The week before, he dove into the lake in Lardo. Celine Lardo is a beautiful lake. And, you know, we just want to remind people. He says it's about 20 feet deep. But we just want to remind people that the lake and the water is wonderful. But you got to practice being safe out in the water. Because as wonderful as it is, it can be dangerous. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Monday. Make sure your mind, your body, and your spirit is right on this Monday morning as you're traveling into work. Well, we'd like to welcome Davis One Stop, D.C., to the OPT Network.
Thesha Davis
and her husband and her team, proud new sponsors.
Hollywood.
Proud new sponsors of the OPT Network. And Thesha, we just can't tell you how proud we are of Davis One Stop, about to celebrate their one-year anniversary in Cheneyville, Louisiana. And we said it, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71 and you need to make a stop, Davis One Stop is the only place to stop, really.
Absolutely, Carlette. We've had the opportunity to do business with them. We've watched them as they entered into the community in a very classy way. Their store has the utmost character. The people are respectful. They're respectful to the people who are shopping there. The store is immaculate. They will do whatever they need to do to be of service to the community. And it's just great to see.
And it's a blessing.
Absolutely.
It's a blessing for the town of Cheneyville because, you know, we would have to travel in either direction to either LeCount or to Bunkie to get those little things that we needed, but now with the grocery store,
they're a full service grocery store.
Absolutely. And so now, rather than spending that extra money on gas going in either direction, we can get it right there in Cheneyville, and everything is always fresh.
Absolutely. And we used to have to do the same thing for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, instead of driving to McDonald's in Bunkie to get a hamburger, you can actually go right there and get a homemade hamburger.
And talk about how you and Deuce loved the food.
Absolutely, we do.
And let me tell you, Thesha, that is big, big praise when you get Deuce Christmas to say good.
If Deuce likes it, because he is a real finicky, modern-day Mikey.
He is. And so we're so proud to have and welcome Davis One Stop to the OPT Network as a proud new underwriting sponsor. Thank you guys for coming into the network and for being the change that you want to see in the community, because you have definitely changed the way that the community does business.
Absolutely. And if you hadn't got a chance to go in there, you really should visit, because the first thing that you're going to notice is the friendliness.
Mm-hmm.
The folks are just always friendly and always happy. The second thing that you're going to notice is that the attention to detail that they pay to everything, if you don't know Thesha Davis, we've been knowing her all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know her, once you get the opportunity to meet her, her attitude is infectious. She's just always on point and always doing any and everything that she can to be of service. She is a servant to our community.
Mm-hmm. And you know what we said? We said of you, Thesha, in our private talks, is we said that you're just anointed to do what
you
do.
Absolutely. And then there's Thesha's sister,
mm-hmm.
who is just retired and came back from California.
Mm-hmm.
We call her Hollywood. I don't even think I know her real name.
That's a mess.
I call her. She said, just call me Hollywood.
Oh, Lord.
And she is always there to brighten everything up when you go there.
Absolutely.
And
we're going to be telling our listeners about their lunch specials as the days and weeks come, because they do lunch as well. And it's just a great service, not only for the town of Cheneyville, but for anybody, as I said, traveling north or south on Highway 71. And so also we want to thank First Federal Bank of Louisiana for building the community that they serve for more than 60 years. Also, get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. I say it every morning. A lot of times people are coming into lawsuits
inheritances, or just have money in their 401k plans and are not really sure how to grow it, how to take care of it, and how to make it work for them. Well, Carol Kinder is really just an incredible financial planner, and you can phone her at 318-448-8600. And you can trust Carol. She's really going to take the time to explain things to you and to help you to get to where you need to be financially. Get to the better state. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor. Rosa is there. And you know, I just sense that with all the heat, storms are going to be brewing. So you want to make sure that you're in the right state when it comes to your insurance needs. Do that by phoning State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team at 318-487-1881. And also the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. I mean, they're the credit union with a heart. Now, you talk about if you want service, if you want information, if you want things explained to you, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has an incredible team, and they're always there to serve you. And we say it, unfortunately, we see it every single day. And if it rains hard, we will see an accident again today, especially in the South Traffic Circle. And so if they were wrong, do it right with Brian Kubereau and Associates. Get an attorney that can afford to carry your case, that's not seeking money, but seeking to make sure that your legal interests are protected. You can do that by phoning Brian Kubereau and his team at 318-253-0900. That's a free consultation. It doesn't cost anything to just sit down and talk and say, hey, look, what do I need to do to get what is deserved, what I am owed, which is money? And, you know, if you've been hurt in an accident, let's face it, people want to be compensated for their loss of their injuries, their loss of lost wages, their lost time on their job, and everything, unfortunately, that comes with having an accident. And Brian Kubereau will make sure that that happens. For a free consultation, again, 318-253-0900. And also McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
You know, as always, I'm always reading something. But before I get there, you know, we had a call during the break from Richard Quinney. And he said, Carlette, just go ahead and rub it in about you being the wife that goes in the boat. Well, I'm going to talk to all wives who have husbands who fish. Now, not... I don't know, DC. Is every man okay with the wife being?
No. Every man is probably not okay, but there's a lot of them who would probably be happy if their wives would join them in the boat.
You said that very decisively.
Why?
That no.
Well, fishermen are creatures of habit. You know, some fish, you know, I'm just starting. I just got a boat, so it's not a problem.
I think he has a secret motive for wanting me to go in the boat so that I can, you know, help to keep the boat clean, to hand them the crickets or the shiners or whatever. Is that your motive? Or do you love to have me in the boat?
Help me? Yeah, you help me. You
know, I'm helping.
You are the chief of the watch. What time is it? Is the depth finder showing fish? How much? What's the depth? What's the depth of the water? You know, you're the chief of the watch.
I am.
What do I call you?
The chief of the watch.
You know, you got to have a co-captain.
Absolutely. So, well, Richard said, well, his wife, she just doesn't want to have anything to do with being in the boat. But let me just say, ladies, that there are safety measures that you can take if you don't swim. Every boat should have life jackets in it. And so if you do have a husband that doesn't mind that you go fishing, and I guess that's why I'm so acclimated to sports. And we look and we say that, you know, couples aren't doing things together. And sometimes you just have to make that concession. And yes, it is hot out there. But you know what I do? You can take misters out there. I have a big old umbrella that when it gets hot, I just pop it up. And it shields you from the sun. Misters are those things that you just take and they spray out either cool water or they spray out. I have a mister that sprays out sunblock because we really want to take care of our skin out in the sun. And so there's lots of ways to stay cool. And, you know, I was reading an article that said that couples over 50 are getting divorced
at a more rapid pace. And sometimes I think as we get older, as couples, we forget to engage each other. And so that's just one of the things that you can do. Even ladies, if you don't like doing it, sometimes just spending that time together is really, really, it's really cool. And what we did Saturday, we didn't take Deuce because he had a baseball game. And, you know, he didn't like it too much. But so DC and I went out there together. And it's just a time to fellowship and to spend alone time together, just sort of talking and just being together. And somebody might be saying, well, that's just too much time. But, you know, what the article was really saying is that as couples grow older, they grow away from each other. And I don't think that, I didn't agree with what the article said. It said, you know, if you're unhappy, essentially, then you need to make the move. And do you see, I just really didn't agree with that, because I think that there are so many times in a relationship that you're not going to always be happy.
Absolutely. And if you're unhappy, that means you need to go to work.
That means you need to go to work.
Yeah. Relationships are just not, it's just not a path that you're going to, you know, you just go into it and you're going to be happy-go-lucky. They're actual work. There's work to being in a successful relationship.
Absolutely. And the article was saying that more couples at age 50 and older, and you're seeing it, and they pointed to Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger and other couples that at certain ages are just calling it quits. And they're saying that life is too short, that if you're unhappy, then you just need to get out. And I think that if you, no, think to it, if you've been in a long-term relationship, that you're going to have times of unhappiness.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just the way that it is. You're going to go through times where you're extremely happy, and then you're going to go through times where you just do feel like, well, you're not so happy. But I think the difference maker is those people that figure out what we can do to keep it together, because there was a reason that you stayed together 20 and 30 years, you know?
Absolutely. And there was a reason we decided to marry one another.
Right. And they're saying that the divorce rate for people 50 and over has doubled in the past two decades. And, you know, for years, it says 51-year-old, they were talking about a couple, you know, that they did everything together. And then it's like at one point she woke up and found out that she just wasn't happy anymore. And so they just made the decision. And you know, we were saying it the other day on the show, you have to be very careful who you're getting advice from and who is giving you counsel. And also putting your kids to the side, knowing that your kids don't come first, being able to enjoy each other, being able to enjoy each other without your kids. And we've looked at certain couples because we love sporting events. And one of the things that I've tried to do as a wife, and ladies, this is just me, I'm not nearly suggesting that this is the way. Again, this is just another way. It's a way that has worked for me to try to get involved in things that DC likes.
But you've been enjoying sports since we were kids.
I have.
Right, you came up in it. I was playing football. You were a cheerleader. It's just, you know, you've just been around it all your life.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's that easy for folks who have not.
Yeah.
If you meet somebody and you've not been around ball and you marry a person that's in the sports and you've not been in the sports, you know, it's kind of hard to get into it at 35.
You think?
Yeah. Just to start watching football. When you first look at it, I can remember being a really young kid looking at a football game saying, man, what is all that mayhem?
And so, well, and okay, I get that.
Right. I mean, you know, you've learned it one rule at a time and you actually know what's going on. Same thing with basketball.
Right.
It's a little bit easier to follow. But football is just it's a lot of stuff going on at one time. You've got 11 men trying to do stuff and everybody's doing a different situation, but it all comes together.
Right.
You know, you've kind of got to start a little early.
Right. And so, well, maybe that wasn't a good analogy, but there are other things besides sports and I guess even besides fishing that you can do with your spouse, but you got to figure out.
Like what?
I don't know, because most men don't like to shop.
Go to church.
Well, go to church is a good one.
Good, you know.
Oh, there was a big pause. Unless you go to different. Well, okay. There are a. Well,
if you go to different churches and you don't like sports and you don't like the fish, or maybe they like to go to the bingo hall together.
Well, you know what you could do, and what we've always liked to go on picnics. There, you gotta be creative. You've gotta find.
Go to the beach.
A lot of people don't like the beach because it's hot at the beach.
Yeah.
But we love the beach.
Love the beach. Well, we love the outdoors.
We do, but so my point is this: find some sort of common ground. And ladies, it's sad to say, but sometimes you have to just make those concessions. You just do. And
men, sometimes you just have to make those concessions.
Right, like going shopping.
Right.
Because that's really, we love to shop.
I don't love to shop.
Ladies love to shop.
Oh, okay.
Ladies love to shop.
But I do it sometimes, you know, too.
Not a lot.
Because I'm making concessions.
Right, but and then I can hear those people say, well, those are things that I like to do alone. And that's fine. It's fine to be on your own. But my point is this.
You got to do something together.
Right. You got to find some common ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you go, you can, in a relationship, you can end up taking a hiatus from one another and come back and realize that, wow.
What's a hiatus?
Time off. they're busy doing, the woman is busy doing one thing. The man is busy doing another thing. And it's 5 years before you come back together and you realize that you don't know each other anymore.
Right. And, you know, and that's what they were talking about.
In.
Especially those people who are very, very career oriented and that are working diligently on their careers. And we just have sort of a unique situation where we're working on the same things together. So our interests are really, really commingled in a way that most people's aren't. So especially those power women, those women that are climbing the corporate ladder and that are doing major things in the corporate world.
But that's men too, though, Carl.
And men
too.
It's
like you're saying, it's like you always go to the woman. But, you know, there's a lot of single men out there who are completely focused on what they're trying to accomplish and what they're trying to do in their career or in it, you know,
right.
What they have.
And you think I'm too hard on the women?
No, I don't think you're hard on them, but I think you just pretty much speak. And I guess being a woman, you know, and being the host of this show, you know, that's the only side a lot of times that people get. You know, is the side that
right.
You can give as a woman. But there's another side. And, you know, of course, we are mostly a gender-driven show.
Right.
But at the same time, sometimes I feel a little talky-talk, and I'll get on here and say a couple of things. But, you know, I'm not a host.
Well, I get that, and you're just giving that other side. And I think it's really, really important. And when I read this article, and I wasn't even going to talk about this article this morning, and, you know, as Richard called and was just kind of ribbing us about the fishing, it's an important article, and maybe somebody is right there in that shift that we've been talking about that's 50 and older. And you know what? We're going to try to shift and keep those marriages together and keep those numbers down. You're on point, everybody. It's a great Monday morning. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Get Wired Satellites, here's the number you can phone. It's 318-767-2220. And you know what? We're having a really, really intriguing conversation this Monday morning. And what the article is called is Gray Divorce. And what that means is that people that are getting divorced, DC, 50 years old and older. And this was really, really an interesting statistics, or some interesting statistics. And I'd like to really share those because I want people to really, really think about it. It says that in 2004, a national survey conducted by the AARP found that women are the ones initiating most of these breakups. And among divorces by people ages 40 to 69, women reported seeking the split 66% of the time. And get this, DC, cheating doesn't appear to be the driving force. All right? No cheating. So it says that the same AARP survey found that 27% of the divorcees cited infidelity as one of their top three reasons for seeking a divorce, which is not out of line with the estimates of infidelity as a factor in the divorce in the general population. But what was most interesting was this part of the article. It said the trend defies any simple explanation, but it springs at least in part from boomers' status as the first generation to enter marriage with goals largely focused on self-fulfillment. And so what they are suggesting is that maybe in relationships is what I got, is that people are now more concerned about fulfilling their own dreams, their own destinies, their own hopes, their own positions in society, that it creates a problem in the relationship. Maybe what they're saying is that women have become, how can I say, women have become more motivated, more driven for success in careers, that now the key for them is to push and forge ahead. And this is the article in AARP is reporting this article. So this is what they're saying. So I'm not going to sit here and suggest that that's true, but from the studies, this is what it's showing, is that maybe women have become more ambitious, and or even both people in the relationship have become largely focused on self. And so when that happens, and DC and I were talking during the break, and he said, I give my perspective because that's really the only one that I have. But I know that the way that men and women were built was very different. And I think, women, that we have to be the peacemakers and the peacekeepers in the family.
Yeah, but you hear some woman out there saying, why I got to do that?
Yeah, that's true. Well, and if somebody doesn't do it, then, you know.
Why can't the man do it?
Well, why can't the man do it?
I don't know. I think if a woman gets one of those guys that peacemake, they kind of see him as weak. Could that be it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But somebody has to be the peacemaker. Otherwise, we're going to see these numbers, instead of what they're saying, the numbers doubled. We're going to see these numbers and what they're calling gray divorcees. We're going to see it even triple. It says that it's doubled over the past 20 years. And so if somebody doesn't keep peace, then see with these articles, and then with people, more and more people getting divorced and saying, I did it, I'm happier, I'm better for it. You know, I think that at some point you have to just stop, and you have to figure out, are you going to be better leaving your spouse? And I think it's really a lie from the devil.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be out there on the dating scene.
I mean, it's awful out there. And you've
Well, I mean, we don't know anything about what's happening out there. I mean, you know.
Well, you're hearing about it. You're hearing women who are single and are having trouble finding a spouse. You hear about it every single day.
Well, when you say that, I'm reminded about that special we saw on Dateline with the guy named Tim Dog.
Yeah, you got the Tim Dogs out there.
Just taking,
wreaking havoc.
Taking women for their money, their credit, everything.
Right, and so now you
playing on their need to want somebody in their lives. So when you look at a situation like that, it almost seems like it's dangerous to be out there.
Right, and so why would you, and you know, I think it's ladies, and there is a reason why we're talking about this article this morning, because I had not even, and it's just a wonder that I was able to go back and pull it up, because I just referenced it, but we weren't going to talk about it. We had several other things to talk about, but I think it's for somebody at around that 40 age, 40 mark, that says, you know what, I'm just tired. And I think that when you really go back and look at what you're tired of, you'll ask yourself, is it really that bad to put yourself out there in a sea of people where standards are lower, or you're telling, see, society has said, ladies, I can do bad all by myself, or, you know, and it, I'm telling you, it is hype. I think it is hype. You know, I really, really do. And why are you looking at me like that? I don't believe the hype.
Well, I just have a look of, I have absolutely no idea what it is.
I don't know.
It's complicated.
It is complicated. It is complicated, but people who have.
Maybe we need to get some relationship gurus.
That's
what I'm
going to
do is put a relationship guru show together and have some relationship folks come on to talk about relationships, single people, dating.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to get Steve Harvey to come on the show.
Maybe so. He's got some interesting.
Maybe we'll get Steve. I'm gonna look and see. I'm gonna see about getting Brother Steve. I just thought of
it. Well, you know, and I think Steve's the premise for his book, although we have not read it yet. I think it's interesting.
We're gonna read.
But the thing of it is, somebody that's been married three times, I just don't know if I want him telling me how to stay married.
No, I don't think his books are telling you how to stay married. I think his books are more or less telling you how to deal with the. His books are mostly speaking to women, telling women that the things that they've been doing is not working.
Right.
And what the men are doing to them based on the things that they're using. So I don't think he's touting being a relationship guru. I think what he's touting is being a man who can show women how to deal with men. And the fact that he's been married three times basically just means that two women tried with him and failed. Versus, hey, look at how much I know about relationships. I don't think that's what he's saying.
I think that's interesting. And isn't that the complexity of relationships, is that most women really can't figure out the men and how they operate? You know, because we're constantly talking about that all the time in our own relationship.
And then once women find out how men operate, men adapt and change the game.
Wow. And so, ladies,
go, man.
There is the problem. You know, in all sincerity, and I've said this of myself. I'm just a Pollyanna. I just always like to see the glass half full. And for the ladies out there that have gone through relationships, and I know after you've been married 20 years and over, if you have not done those things to keep that marriage energized, to keep that friendship, and once you start moving in different directions, it seems like it's so, like there is a divide that's so hard to come back together. But I'm telling you, if you just start trying, and maybe you're tired of trying, but sometimes what I have found in for myself is that the things that we're trying are the same things, and we keep doing the same things over and over. We know that's called insanity when they don't work. And so maybe we've got to try to start doing some different things, because I just really don't think, unless of course you're in an abusive relationship, then that's a game changer.
Right.
And that's a difference. But if you're in a relationship where you guys have just grown apart, I feel like you can grow back together. You gotta wanna do it, and you gotta want to make the shift, because I'm gonna tell you, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, the enemy will make you think that it's brighter on the other side. And it's just not. You're on point, everybody. Let me get a break. We'll be back after this.
But you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. You did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand, I'd catch a grenade for ya. Throw my hand on a blade for ya. I'd jump in front of a train for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya. Oh, oh, I would go through all this pain. Take a bullet straight through my brain. Yes, I would die for you, baby. But you won't do the same. No, 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 no. Black, black, black and blue. Beat me till I'm numb. Tell the devil I said, hey, when you get back to where you're from. Bad woman, that's just what you are. Yeah, you'll smile in my face, then rip the brakes out my car. Gave you all I had in. Tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. Yes, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade. Do the same.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates. And we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Monday. We hope that your week, your day, is starting off on the right foot. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team down in Of Oils Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts. Also, Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Great food, great fun, great family activities, especially if you're looking to get together as a family and do something and have a great time in Of Oils Parish. And Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about the gray divorce. And what that means is that people later in life, in their 40s and 50s and so on, getting divorces, and we just sort of got on this topic, and there's an article that is written or was written by the AARP that suggests that more and more people are splitting at age 40 and beyond, and they're calling it the gray divorcees. And so one of the things that they talked about, DC, were people that are emptying the nest. And before we went to break, DC played my song, I'll Take a Grenade for You, because I love that song. And, you know, I just think it has so much great meaning. And I realize that everybody would not take a grenade for their spouse. And, of course, it's metaphorically speaking. But, you know, we would like to see a community and a people that would come together in marriage and make those marriages strong. But what the article says is that most people that are divorcing later in life are divorcing because they've emptied the nest and they look at each other and say, I may have another 25 to 35 years to live and I don't want to spend it with this person. DC, you were on the phone, but I was telling everybody that that song, I Catch a Grenade for You, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Bruno Mars.
Who is that? Bruno Mars. And I realized that everybody wouldn't catch a grenade for their spouse, or even though it's metaphorically speaking. But the article is saying that, you know, if you've got another 25 to 35 years to live, that a lot of people are saying that they don't want to spend it with their current spouses.
Wow.
And I know.
Wow.
That's what I said. And so they've got a book, an author, her name is Deidre Blair. She wrote a book, and it's called Calling It Quits, Late Life Divorce and Starting Over. And she interviewed a lot of people, and maybe we can bring her on. But this is what I'd like to do, because this article just came up, although we read it last night. We weren't going to talk about it this morning, but maybe some people are really having real challenges right now. And we need to put together a show for people who are having those challenges. But, you know, we talk about the word truth all the time. And a lot of times when you can't face your own truth about what's really going on in your relationship, you can't confront, you can't conquer what you won't confront.
Right.
And so maybe a lot of people, do you think people know their truth?
Some people do. You know, some people can tell you exactly what's wrong with them, but they can't change it.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
You know, a lady that told me one time, she said, my mouth gets me in trouble. I talk too much. She continues to do it.
Yeah, but I think that if you want to change
something. Right, I mean, but you can know what's wrong with you and not want to change, though. Really.
Mm. Well, I mean, and if that's the case, if you know what's... If you know what's wrong and you don't want to change it, then that there's some other issues, I think. If you
But that happens to people a lot, more than you think. You know, you're just looking at it from your perspective and how you like to do. If you find out there's something wrong with you, you like to change it.
Or I try.
That's not the case with everybody. That's not the case with everybody. Some people know that there's things wrong with them and they just say, this is how the good Lord made me and this is how I'm going to be.
Right. Is that logical, though? Because life, you're always...
It doesn't matter if it's logical or not. It's just true. It's just, yeah. It's some people's perception of how they are. That's how they see it, and this is how I am, and if they don't like me. You know, and believe it or not, there's other people who have a deep humility for that person, still love them, still want to be around them.
Mm-hmm. And so I think this is what I think we should try to start cultivating. We should start trying to cultivate ways and suggestions and experts that can help people, because I think that after you've become a certain age, you're not going to reach out and try to get help. You're not going to go to a counselor, most people. And you're just going to look at life and think that you'll be better off without the other person. And in some cases, maybe that is true, but maybe it's just the eternal optimist in me that hates to see divorce, that hates to see people splitting, especially when you're splitting because you've just grown apart. And I just don't know, just from my own perspective, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, and I don't want to know if that's a valid reason to put away everything that you've built together unless you never really liked each other in the first place.
That could be the case. person grows up and understand that it was a bad decision, you know, from the worst they go. They thought it was wrong from the worst they go.
Well, maybe so. I guess that's why the article was really, really touching. And I think that maybe what we have lost in relationships is compassion. See, it's not enough to be compassionate for everybody else and not be compassionate for your spouse. And I mean this for both spouses. You know how you have some men that can go to work and everybody says, oh, he's such a great guy. But then he goes home and he's Dr. Jekyll. Or even a lady who just is always on point. She's all about it. And then she goes home and she turns into Mrs. Hyde. You know, so people that have those Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde sort of complexes and can go to work and go to church and go socialize, but then go home and turn into someone else.
Correct.
You know, that's tough. That's tough. And, you know, that's hard for this Monday morning. But you know what? We're gonna be positive about it. We know those statistics exist. It's out there. But you know what? I believe that we can be the change that we want to see by... Why are you laughing at me?
Well, because I'm thinking of the sisters out there that's saying they don't want no scrub.
Well, if you don't want a scrub, then you need to keep the scrub that you've got. You know what? Let's work together. It's Monday. Let's work it out.
No scrub.
Man, I tell you. Let me get a break.
Always talking about what he wants, it just sits on his room. No,
no,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want any of time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunky. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. And in Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. Listen, I don't care what kind of vehicle repairs you need. Brother is where you should start at Daryl's Auto Service. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. And Southwest Beverages. For more information about the Southwest Beverage safety messages, log on to www.beresponsible.com. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're just having a conversation about an article that is entitled Gray Divorce. What are some of the risks and what's happening in the trend? And DC and I were talking during the break, and sometimes you just have to laugh to keep from being so sad about what we see is happening in the world around us. But it says the article went on to say that those boomers who can't manage to hold on to their marriages, though, will hardly be alone. And Professor Brown's paper predicts that, and this is a paper that Professor Brown wrote. He said that the number of people divorcing that are 50 years and older in 2030, based on the current trends, could easily top 800,000 per year. All those divorces in 1 year, he's predicting that if the trend continues in 2030. And so as we were looking at the article and talking about it, one lady, 51 years old, her name is Dawn, she got divorced after 20 years, and she's got a current boyfriend, and she got this boyfriend, get this, on ourtime.com, which is a dating site, DC, for people dating 50 and over. And she says in this article, she says, he's divorced too. He has no children, but she describes him as being very religious and very compassionate. And she said those are the things that were lacking in her former husband. Now, she's been dating him for only 9 months, but the problem is this. It seems, and I don't know, we're going to get some experts in to talk about it, but just from being married for 20 plus years and going through the changes, and listen, there's going to be peaks and valleys at every stage. But to get out of a marriage, to find what you think that you're desiring that you don't have, it's like Michael Frank said, maybe you had it all along. Maybe you had it and you just didn't know it, because maybe nobody was able to tell the truth about where they were in the relationship. And I've said this many times on the air that DC and I have gone into a place of real truth. And what I have come to understand about real truth is that it hurts. And sometimes we think we want the truth, but we're maybe not prepared for the truth because our feelings get hurt. But I think unless and until you really begin to deal in truth, things don't change.
Right.
So, you know, maybe truth is what is lacking in the whole, you know, in the whole big scheme of things. Maybe you haven't been honest with each other and it's hard to get to that place of truth. Right. So, I don't know. Just a tough conversation this morning, but it's really tough, but I think that we can get better. And I think by opening up and talking about it, it will help. And this is what I'd like to do, DC. I'd like to extend an invitation for people who are in their 40s and their 50s and they're having some challenges, not to come on the show and talk about it, but to send us an email. Go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. I think that this is an issue that we don't want to just pass it by so casually, as this is what's happening in the world and this is just the way that it is. And I think that the more we talk about things and issues, the more we pique your interest and your understanding. And sometimes it's just about talking and figuring out what happened. Where did we go wrong? And so what I'd like to say to couples this morning is try to start doing things outside of the kids. It's great to do things as a family unit, but sometimes you just have to do things together. And I know that there are people saying, but we don't have a babysitter, but we don't have, you know what? There's always something that you can do, that you can come together. And sometimes there are issues that are underlying that cause resentment over time. And at some point, you've got to begin to talk about those things. What has made you resentful? What has made you bitter and angry over the years? And maybe when you can really excise those demons, really get those things out and talk about it, maybe that's when healing can start, because you're looking for something that you might already have, but maybe you just haven't worked hard enough. And I know, I hear you saying, you don't know my story. I have worked more than enough, and I'm just tired. Well, I would just say this, especially for those women and those men who are God-fearing, I would say, let's just look at what really happened and what really caused the breakdown before you go out there thinking that you found somebody else that is the end-all and the be-all. You know, and I hear these talk shows during the evening that really are encouraging people to split and saying, if you're tired or, you know, if it's not still hot, why are you still there? Be careful who you're listening to. Be careful and look at the source and look at what kind of fruit they're bearing before you just take up and say, yeah, he's right, or yeah, she's right. And even me, I'm just an eternal optimist, and I believe in marriage and I believe in love. And I think that it's still possible, even if you've had some valley places. You know, you got to have valleys to get to the peak. So that's what I would say this morning. Reevaluate. Look at what really happened and own your truth. Own your responsibility in the breakdown. And that's where change starts. It starts with you and it starts with me. And as always, we want to thank you for being such great listeners and for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do. We love you so much. And God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And change today could start with saying something nice to your spouse. And starting today to be the change that you want to see. Not in the world today. But maybe just in your relationship, maybe just in your house, try something different. Thank you again for Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. You've been on point this Monday morning. Have a great and a safe Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day.